Remarks of the President, Rome, New York, 10 October 1952.
The President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I remember stopping here in 1948, and I enjoyed it. I've had Senator Lehman with me on the train today, and it's always a privilege to have his company. I've also been talking to your Democratic candidates, John Cashmore for the Senate and Ray Wilson for Congress. They are good Democrats, and they'll represent your interests well if you send them to Washington, as I hope you will. Now I want to tell you something about our candidate for president, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. You know that he has been the governor of Illinois for 4 years now, and he's done a great job. His record shows him to be a real friend of all the everyday plain people, a man who works for them and protects their interests without fear or favoritism. He's the best new leader to come up in this country since Franklin Roosevelt, and like Roosevelt, he's had the best experience a man can have for the presidency by being governor of a great state. He's had some other experiences, too, which are very valuable and very important to anybody who takes over the presidential office in these times. And these things are not only widely known, so today I'd like to tell you something about them. I think it's to your interest to know just who Adlai Stevenson is. You may recall that after the fall of France in 1940, President Roosevelt brought Colonel Stimson into his cabinet as Secretary of War and Colonel Knox as Secretary of the Navy. Secretary Knox had known Adlai Stevenson in Chicago and thought very highly of him. So Stevenson came down to Washington, too, as Special Assistant to the Secretary of Navy. He stayed on that assignment through most of the war, working right beside the Secretary on a great number of top-level policy problems. He learned a great deal about our government in that period of time and about the relationships between the civilian authorities and the military. This experience was a good deal like Franklin Roosevelt's in World War I. Roosevelt profited enormously by his years in the Navy, and so I know did Adlai Stevenson. In the fall of 1943, the Italian government surrendered to the Allies. We didn't hold all of Italy, but the southern part of it was in our hands. The Germans had left the country in terrible shape. The port of Naples was a total wreck. President Roosevelt got worried about what was to become of the country and the people. So he borrowed Adlai Stevenson from the Navy Department and sent him to Italy to survey conditions and decide what we ought to do to rehabilitate that great country. Stevenson went all over Sicily and southern Italy and got a first-hand picture of the poverty and misery and economic wretchedness in that country. Then he came home and made his report. It was an excellent report, history-making in many ways, for he had grasped clearly in this experience the basic ideas which later came to be known as the Marshall Plan. Stevenson advised us back in early 1944 that the temporary relief for Italian people was essential, but not enough. He pointed out that we would have to move in and help restore essential industry and commerce and lines of trade. Unless we did that, he told us, the communists might move in and take over. He advised us to act first and act fast in order that Italy might stay free. The American government did take action, first in Italy and later throughout Western Europe. The Marshall Plan itself was a great expansion of the philosophy of action which Stevenson brought back with him from Italy. There's one more aspect of Governor Stevenson's career that I want to mention. That is his part in launching the United Nations. As a representative of this country, he took a leading part in working out the organization and procedures of the United Nations and making it a going concern. Twice after that, I appointed him to serve in our delegations to the General Assembly. He did a brilliant job there, too. Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt can testify to that. We would have liked to keep Stevenson in Washington to work full-time on foreign problems, but he preferred to go back to Illinois, practice law, and get into politics. That was the best decision he ever made. Best for himself, best for our country. For that set him on the road to the governorship of Illinois and to the presidency of the United States. Now, my friends, remember that it's up to you to send Stevenson and Sparkman to Washington as president and vice president. And you can't do that. You can't vote for him unless you register. So register today or tomorrow if you haven't done it before. And when you go down to the polls to vote on the 4th of November, remember that it's your interest that is at stake. If you vote as you should, you vote in your interest. You will vote for the welfare of this great nation of ours, and you will vote for the welfare of the free peoples of the world, because we are the leaders of the free peoples of the world, and the President of the United States is the most important figure in that position. You must, therefore, remember that if you want good government at home, if you want every effort possible made for peace in the world, vote the Democratic ticket on November the 4th. Thank you very much.